Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us at the Wise Women Media, the radio show, for another Friday night installment. And wanted to give a big shout out to that song and the group that did it. The song is Water of Life, and it was by Buvolks, Hamrick, and Friends, a group of musicians out of West Virginia. And, of course, they know about the water problems firsthand regarding the chemical spill. God, I think it's been almost 2 years now there. But they've been going through some real challenges in West Virginia regarding their water and mountaintop removal and that whole industry. I just wanted to give a couple of announcements before we get started. So you can find us at wisewomenmedia.blogspot.com. We're tweeting. We're also on Tumblr. We have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. We will be taking live calls tonight, and that number is 213-816-0357. And if you choose not to give us a call and you still want to get some feedback to us or ask questions, head over to Wise Women Media page on Facebook. It's facebook.com, Wise Women Media, and you can leave your questions and comments right there on the page, and I'll read them live on the air. So that's about all I've got in regards to our regular announcements, but I did want to let people know about some events that are coming up. Let me get to my page here on Facebook, and I'll go over those. Of course, the whole thing is happening down in Naples, Florida. They have a great group, very organized down there. On Tuesday, which is September 9th, it's the day in the battle for clean water and the Everglades. Tuesday, September 9th, 9 a.m., everyone should be meeting at Collier County Commissioner's Boardroom Building F, third floor, Collier County Government Center, 3299 Tamiami Trail, East Naples. That's Tamiami Trail East, Naples, Florida, 34112 if you're GPSing it. That's going to be a big day, so please go there and join everybody else that's going to be talking about water. And on October 18th at 4 p.m., that's a Saturday, there's going to be another march to Governor Scott's home. We're going to be leaving from Naples Pier to the Governor's beachfront property. So far, 120 people are signed up on Facebook. So just do a search on Facebook for March on Governor Rick Scott's beachfront home. It's all about the water. So last year we did that on August 31st. We did that march, and of course that was in response to the possible fracking very close to the Everglades and the Panther, the last Florida Panther Reserve. So we are waiting for At Peace Makita. She should be on the line with us shortly. I don't see her yet. I'm going to go ahead and play another song. And when she pops in, then we'll start our interview. This is Nako by himself, but his band is Nako and Medicine for the People. This song is called Make the Change.
Don't fuck with the change.
If I make it out alive, I'll see you on the other side. If I make it out alive,
Makita, and I apologize that she's not on the line with us yet, but I'm sure she must have been held up somewhere. So I'm going to go ahead and keep playing music until she comes on the line. So the next one is Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Nothing But the Water.
I've been having trouble with that goddamn drought.
Thank you. got the medicine that everybody wants.
Help! How you doing for me? Do you feel all right? I tell you what. We're from a farming community up in central Vermont. Anybody familiar with Vermont and Trout? A lot of farmers up there, and I'm pretty sure none of them ever wore boots like this, so I'm gonna take them off. I'm not gonna get much done on these things, though. Now I can really get down to it, you know what I mean? Get down to the dirt and make something happen!
Thank you.
Glad you're still listening to the Wise Women Media, the radio show. I'm not sure what happened to our scheduled guest tonight. I'm going to continue to play music that has a water theme. You just heard What the Water Gave Me by Florence and the Machine. And before that, Nothing But the Water and Medicine by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. So I have no way of actually calling my guest to see if she got hung up somewhere or can't be on the show tonight. So I'm going to wait till 11 o'clock and see if she does join us at that time, since there is an hour difference between her time and mine. So this is Sunday by Andreas Vollenweider. Is John Butler and the John Butler Trio live at Fuji, and one of my favorite pieces of music, it's called Ocean.
Thank you.
And that was John Butler and John Butler's trio with Ocean and then Funky Tonight live at Fiji. We do have a caller on the line from area code 802. And what is your name?
Hi, Anita.
Hello?
It's Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm glad you called
because I'm not sure what happened to my guest tonight, but I was just
trying to... Did you try to call her?
I can't because I'm actually at somebody else's home and I don't have a landline. So without a landline...
You want me to call her? You could send me a message?
Yeah. Yeah, you could. That would be good.
Send me a number.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and message it to you. So what can you tell us about water, Ellen? I know that you guys have some different problems. I know that once I get you started, you won't be able to stop. So,
I know.
So, tell us a little bit about the water situation. For those of you that have not heard Ellen on my show before, well, Ellen, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in Vermont. I'm a jazz bassist and a fine art photographer. And I end up being an activist all over the place. And and what happened here and is happening all over the country, which I've come on the show and talked to you about, is that due to a really stupid EPA rule, a disinfection byproduct rule, it's a new one. It's not that old. It's just a few years old. It's driving public water supplies to add ammonia to their chlorine systems, creating a chemical called chloramine. And it's just making people sick all over the country. And, you know, made me sick. I can't touch my water, so, you know, I just turned into a big, you know, rabid activist about it.
And
tried to get it out of,
How can people find out if they have chloramine in their water? What is the best?
Well, you call your water company and you say, there, you know, because it's gotten so controversial and because there's so much bad press on it on the internet now, water companies can be kind of dodgy when they ask, you know, when you ask them, what are you disinfecting the water with? They could say, well, we're using chlorine and we're using total chlorine. If they say they're using total chlorine, that's another word for chloramine. So the way to ask the question is, do you add any ammonia to your chlorine in any part of the process of water treatment? Then they have to say yes or no.
Yeah, they have to tell you the truth, isn't that right?
Yeah, they have to tell you the truth. So that's the way to ask the question.
Wow.
I mean, some water companies are fine about telling you. You could say, do you use chloramine? And they'll say yes or no. But there are enough of them who get dodgy and weaselly.
Yeah.
So who knows which ones they are.
What do people have to do if they have called the water company and the water company has told them that there is chloramine and there is ammonia added into the process? What then should people do? Should they independently test their water? Or should they avoid the water?
Well, there's nothing to test for. There's nothing to test for because what you would test for is chloramine, and you were just told that you have it. So, you know, the reason that in some segment of the population and us activists across the country have put our heads together, and we think it's between about 30 and 40% of people get get a chloramine irritation, which shows up as skin, respiratory, and or digestive problems. It seems to irritate the mucous membranes and the skin in some people. I mean, some people might just get the skin problem, in which case they'd only have skin problems, or some people might just get the mucous membrane problems. And you know, the mucous membranes are everywhere. You know, that covers respiratory, your lungs, your throat, your mouth, your stomach, and you know, your bowels, you know, right on down through.
So if you're breathing it in the shower, it's actually like going into your system because you're taking it in through your nasal
it
passages.
Definitely is. You know, the official word is, no, you don't, you know, there's no way you can get this stuff into your system, but that's just crap, because you're right. You breathe it into your lungs, and it goes into the capillaries in your lungs, and it goes into your blood.
Now, you told me some time ago that Tampa Bay is using chloramine, that our water system here is using. Didn't you look that up for me or something? I think you did.
I must have, yeah. So, you know, you could. So the most direct way is just to call your water department.
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and look at your water report, but there are water departments that do not put on their water report that they use chloramine.
Wow.
So you'd think that would be illegal, and I don't know if it is or not, but a lot of them don't. It's because it's gotten so controversial.
Yeah. So people are starting to really hold the public utilities and water companies' feet to the fire in regards to not only not privatizing it and keeping it in the public domain as what's happening in Detroit, but I would have talked a little bit about that tonight, but I simply don't know enough about it. I've done a little bit of research and enough to ask, you know, my guest some questions, but she's definitely by far is the authority on, you know, how this is happening in Detroit and how, you know, my big fear is that this can happen anywhere. It can happen in any city.
It could happen anywhere.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Tommy Hamrick from West Virginia and his band do the opening song. That was the premiere of the song, by the way. And, you know, they're dealing with that chemical spill there. I mean, that's not over.
Yeah.
You know, that's 300,000 people in a state capital of, you know, in our country.
You don't see anything about it. What's going on now, do you know?
Well, from what I understand, they're told that they can drink it, that they can use it. I'm not hearing anything about people getting sick. I was in the very beginning. But whatever was happening there is really being shielded in the media, and it's not being talked about at all. So I'm not sure what's happening, and I haven't really got into a long conversation with Tommy Hamrick, by the way, was the guitarist in that first song. So, but I do want to have that conversation with him and find out what's happening. Also, another friend of mine, Jesse, who ran for governor of West Virginia. He's run for president for, under the Green Party. And he lives not very far from Tommy. And I know for a short time when the chemical spill first happened, he was getting sick. I don't know what his status is now, but, there's a whole story there that's not being talked about. And then I think there was just recently a town in Ohio as well that had a chemical spill. And all the local citizens were told, you cannot use your water. You cannot drink your water from the tap. So between these water wars, I call them, then you have the situation of fracking, where people have the chemicals coming right into their water system, right to their taps, and some of these people can set their water on fire. I mean, my God.
I know.
I mean,
It's all okay. We've got it under control.
Right, right. So I don't know.
Okay,
I messaged you the number.
You got it.
And
she should call the number. I just called?
Yeah. Have her call the number that you just called. And what I'll do is I'll play another song and see what happens. But thanks for popping on and offering to do that. If I had my landline here, I could have made a call while one of these songs was playing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
all right, well, you'll either get me back or you'll get her.
Okay. Well, I'll just wait then.
All right, honey.
And thanks, Ellen. And
you
for
bet.
Everybody out there that's listening, thank you, Ellen. I'm going to be playing Maroon 5, Come Away to the Water.
Come away to the water. Give yourself so we might never do. Come away to the water. Through the woods.
Machine, so I left a message and just gave the number in case you lost it.
Okay. Yeah, and there might have been some kind of confusion about the time difference, too, because, you know, this is a an hour difference between me and her, but I had explained that, so I'm not sure if something came up or what. But I'm just glad you called, and, you know, we're actually starting a news network, me and another friend. I'm not sure whether it's going to include radio or not, but it's definitely going to include some writing. So we're really, really looking forward to launching that, and we're actually putting it together now, so there'll be some announcements coming up, Nick, about that. And
nice. It's going to be... like a blog on the internet?
Yeah, it's going to be just like a women's source for information and news and basically just challenging the rhetoric of the, you know, I just go crazy watching the news lately, don't you? I mean, you can
I don't watch it.
Fine.
I don't even watch it. Honestly, I can't stand it. It gets me upset. I don't watch it. I get my news from, you know, I mean, even the Huffington Post is, you know.
Getting a little crazy, yeah.
You know?
It's not
it's
something
like,
I even
no,
they,
you know, they, what's his name that, you know, that movie star guy, English. Oh, come on. You posted it today. I actually watched it. His video talking about how, and I'm a senior. I'm having a senior moment. What's his name? The pirate?
I can't. I posted him today.
You know, he posted a video about the Huffington Post and how the Huffington Post reported his comments on the Prime Minister of England just totally spinning something, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, you're talking about Russell Brand.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, that guy is so much fun. But, you know, he's really coming from a different place. It's really challenging what they're saying, and he's, you know.
Isn't he from, like, worse? Didn't he grow up poor?
Yeah, he started doing comedy, and then he married that singer Katy Perry, and then they divorced. But he's kind of a respectable guy. He's a Buddhist. He's a vegan. He's a very peaceful guy. He got involved with Occupy. He marched with them in London, and he seems to be a pretty respectable guy. But you know, when it comes to the media, he's really been challenging the stuff they're saying, especially with Fox News.
Yeah.
He really took like probably about 10 episodes of his show called Trues, T-R-E-U-S or E-W-S or something. It's on YouTube. And he's been doing these little installments, and evidently he caused a war between himself and Fox News, and they were really coming after him, and he was going right back at them, and it was quite funny, and he was doing it from a place of a different paradigm, like he's an indigo child, and that's the place that he was speaking from. You know, he was so willing to call out the bullshit, you know, which is exactly what he was doing. He was just calling it out, saying, how can you say that when this and that and that, you know?
Well, he was calling out the bullshit today on how Huffington Post reported what he had to say. And he was right to do it. They totally spun it.
See, if I posted it, I probably saw the headline and posted it and didn't actually have a chance to look at it.
Oh, you should go back and watch it. It's good.
Yeah,
it's really
good. A lot of times I'm posting stuff with the full intent of going back to look at it, you know, later.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to look at it. Yeah. It's just I don't have the time. Now, we're going to have a roundtable next Sunday. It's going to be with the Progressive News Network with Rick Spizak. He does a roundtable every now and then. I'll be a part of that. I'm trying to see who else is going to be on here now. But this will be Sunday night. I think it starts at 7, so I'll post the link out.
It's going to be on the internet?
Yeah, it's going to be on Progressive News. And you can find it actually.
Like it's going to be a live stream or something?
Yeah, www.newmercurymedia.com/PNN. I think that's, let me actually go to the website so I can click in. Progressive, PNN, Progressive Voices, you should know. New Mercury Media on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm.
So roundtable will probably start at 7 or 7:30, but I'll post it out. But this will be Sunday night. And he gives me usually the later slots because, you know, like maybe around 8. I'm usually getting home from work and get home about 7:30. But he usually has a good round table of progressive people that are here in Florida that are activists, and he'll tell each person be prepared to speak about a particular topic for 5 minutes, and he'll go around. Oh, yeah, it's really
they're
really
local
nice.
Issues. Are they local issues?
Yeah, mostly Florida stuff, Florida things that are going on, and it might go all the way from, you know, the governor's race all the way to environmentalism, or, you know, this week has been this thing with the fair wage, the $15 fair wage. That's been like a huge topic this week. So, but there's so much going on. It's like full news
No. You know, here's one thing we could talk about, because you get listeners from all over the place, right?
Right.
Let's talk about that CDC whistleblower on the vaccine paper.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that something? For anybody that needs to know information about vaccines, you must connect on Facebook or wherever with Sally O. Elcordy. She's in New York. She's run for office.
Spell her last name.
Yeah, it's Sally with an I-E, then it's O, middle initial. Elcordy is E-L-K-O-R-D-Y. And she is the expert in this whole vaccine situation.
Is she talking about that whistleblower?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the first I've heard of her.
She's been very, very busy and very vocal. Actually, she sent something in an email to me tonight. Let me see if I can find it. But
well,
yeah,
while you're looking for it, I'm just going to say what happened, because it's been so squashed by the media, there are people that might not know about it. And it's really stunning news, which is for the past 13 years, the CDC has been waving around a paper written by a bunch of scientists who got a lot of data together and published a paper about it, saying the MMR vaccine, which is mumps, measles, and rubella vaccine,
right.
The one that's used on every kid. What they did was, the CDC has been waving around this paper saying, see, this paper proves there is no link between the MMR vaccine and autism. And just like 2 weeks ago, one of the writers of that paper came forward and said, I can't live with myself anymore. We cooked the numbers. And in fact, it is connected to autism and does cause autism. And specifically, it's either a 240 or a 340% increase of autism in African American babies if it's given on time. If they give it later, apparently the risk goes way down. But at the time that they recommend doctors give it to babies, it's doing this. So it's actually, so what it boils down to is 1 in 48 children get autism from this vaccine.
Oh, my God. Well, this is what she wrote me. Letter from Autism Action Network below. Please contact your representatives, senators, to request they support an investigation of the CDC subsequent to whistleblower Thompson's revelation of a cover-up by the agency, CDC, of information linked the MMR vaccine to autism. Here's the request and the way to contact your reps. And she's asking that everybody go to autismactionnetwork.org. Again, that's autismactionnetwork.org. So apparently there's a way to sign, you know, to contact your reps right there, you know, just by linking on the website, and they'll have links you can follow. You put in your zip code, gives you your reps, and the letter goes out immediately. Somebody has to do something. There's another site that she's put together, that which is really just the sweetest site. It's a blog, Billion Toddler March for Survival .blogspot.com. And anybody who wants to look her up, you know, just look up Sally O. Elcordy, Elkordy. She's on Facebook. And she sent that to me 6 hours ago. So, you know, this is something that's circulating through anybody that's actually being, you know, vaccination advocates. They're not advocates for vaccination. They're advocates for not vaccinating. And the thing about it is right now, after that bit of knowledge, I would never, ever, if I had children, vaccinate them. Never. For anything. Sorry. Take your chances and homeopathic medicine that, you know, people used 200 years ago worked. You know? And I don't know about you, Ellen, but I had measles, mumps, whooping cough, chicken pox. I had everything, and I'm still alive. So we all had it. There were no vaccinations back then for those diseases. So we all got those diseases, and we're all okay. So I don't understand, you know, where, like you said, they cooked the books. They flipped the numbers.
They cooked the data.
Yeah.
So I can't find Sally O. Elcardi on Facebook.
That's weird. Okay, well,
S-A-L-L-I-E, middle initial O, E-L-K-A-R-D.
Yeah, take the O out. Take the O out. Just do Sally Elcardi. Because she had so many pages because she was actually running for office. Yeah,
oh, okay.
She's there, Sally Elcardi, S-A-L-L-I-E, no O, and then Elcardi, E-L-K-O-R-D-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on there.
Yeah,
and
I found it.
Yeah, but she is really on fire to get this information out to people.
So
and
I'm looking on her page about the MMR vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got all the information there, and she's there's a little thing about the billion toddler march for survival, vaccine free New York City, is what she's calling. Ban vaccines for toxic ingredients, formaldehyde, mercury, and antifreeze. Oh my God, that's crazy. You know.
Yeah.
So really, really crazy. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to talk about? Anything else that's going on in Vermont? Because I've pretty much covered it all. I talked about the events that are upcoming down in Naples. We also have the other thing about the Sable Trail Pipeline, and that's going to be heating up shortly as there's going to be a pipeline, natural gas coming through Alabama, parts of southern Georgia into northern Florida and all the way down towards Orlando. And then there's going to be some other way that they're going to take this natural gas from Orlando probably to a seaport. And this is going to be natural gas that's going to be used for foreign markets. We're pretty sure of that. So it's not going to lower our price at the pump. It's not going to provide jobs. And it's going to be extremely dangerous to have a pipeline going through farmland.
Yeah.
I mean, just this is money. This is there's money talking behind this.
Yeah. We have Vermont. I live in Vermont, and we have it's the stupidest thing. Our governor, you know, and it was really no skin off his big nose to do it. He signed a law, no fracking in Vermont, you know, and he got a lot of political cookies for that around here. But the situation is there's nothing in Vermont to frack. So it was an easy one to do. But what they're doing is they're putting a big, huge pipeline that's going to be full of fracked gas right through a part of Vermont that's going to go under Lake Champlain, which is, my lake that I live 10 minutes from and I take a million pictures at. That I love that lake for decades. I've swum in that lake, and feed fracked gas to a frickin' paper mill in New York State. It's not going to do anything for any Vermonters, and it's going by people's houses. It's going under their cow pastures, and then it's going to go under the lake, and they think this is a good idea. And
well,
people are fighting. It's just crazy.
Well,
you know,
I'm getting a call, but I'm just going to ignore it. So if I've lost your...
Well, no, but that might be Makita.
No,
why don't you take it?
No, it's home, and I can call him later. But
okay.
Yeah, but that's what they want to do here. This natural gas pipeline is going to go through the Green Swamp, and the Green Swamp is like the headwaters of... You know, the water source for Tampa Bay, basically. It's the headwater for the Hillsborough River and for four other rivers. And this is really, really critical. And if there's any kind of accident or anything like that, our water sources will be destroyed.
Contaminated.
Yeah, it's contaminated completely. And there will be no way to clean it up. So it's,
I don't know.
It's very, very serious.
And we
stuff.
Live in a crazy time.
We sure do. And all we can do, you know, all we can do is just keep on keeping on and try to increase awareness with everybody that we speak with, you know. But I feel like it's almost like an all-out assault, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like an assault on us. And I really... I really don't know how long I can keep doing activism. You know, I've considered going to the climate march up in New York City, but I don't know if I've got the stamina for that. You know, I really would like to go and at least be part of that energy of a huge march like that. But that's something I'm considering, but I think it would be problematic once I got there. Especially if I wasn't getting dressed and we're driving straight through.
You know,
it would be tough. It would be tough. So unless there's really something in it for me, I don't know if I could go. You know, I could probably do more meaningful work right here as the armchair activist that I am, you know.
Yep. I'm the same way. I'm not going to go. I'm too old. I'm too fat and old and tired. Too much arthritis.
Well, you know, it's really strange, but, you know, I've had some problems with my hands, too, and it's, you know, I know a lot of it has to do with neuropathy, but it's not something I want to do is even carry luggage. Drive luggage all over the place. No, that's not the place. But anyway, I'm going to just go ahead and close the show, and I just want to thank you for calling in and for trying to get us all connected. And even though it didn't work, it kind of taught me a lesson that, you know, from now on I think I'll be doing, I won't be doing any more live shows. I think I'd rather do, you know, if I'm having special guests, doing the pre-recorded thing.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah, it's super, super
well, you
easy.
Know, I mean, how many times have you been stood up? Never, right?
Oh, no, it's happened several times. Yeah.
It has?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the only time. But, yeah, it's really, really easy to do if you have, like, a conference call account and you have your own number and call in and everything, log in. You can tape record a conference call. And then once you have that audio file in your account on conference call, you can download it to your computer or you can upload it to something else or you can, you know. Yeah, so it's like you have the audio feed and you can record the show, you know, the day before and then play it. All you have to do is play it and broadcast it.
But people can't call in.
That's the bad part about it. That is really the thing that... You know, they can't ask the guest any questions, but then again, you know, it's a way to produce the show that makes, you know, it just makes sure that the guests are there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So, That's something I'm going to consider, too, maybe doing some drastic changes with this show and, you know, revamping it. And then, of course, I have the other project I'm working on, so I'm going to be busy, even if I don't go to New York City for the climate change.
You do work. You do good work.
But I'm going to close with a great song, and I think you're going to like it. It's Down by the River, and it's by Down by the Riverside, and it's by the guys from Playing for Change. And I actually have this CD in my car right at the moment, and I'm loving every single song on it. So, Ellen, I will say goodnight. I'll say goodnight to all of our listeners. Don't forget to check us out at wisewomenmedia.blogspot.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. And, you know, this is independent media. If you want independent media to continue, we don't take corporate sponsorship. There is a GoFundMe link at the Blogspot address. So if you feel so inspired, just drop a little money in there. And here goes Down by the Riverside. And this is a whole collective of musicians that play for Playing for Change. So enjoy. And Ellen, good night. And good night to everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Down by that riverside, gonna lay down. I can't walk no more. I can't walk no more.